This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. Parents worry. There's no way around this. The philosopher Plato worried about the youth of Athens. He feared that the Homeric epics would deceive boys about the gods and make them excitable and effeminate, in his words. This was well over 2,000 years ago. Since then, parents have clutched their pearls about novels, train travel, telephones, radio, and music, from Mahler to Louis Armstrong to Ice-T. This is to say nothing of the evils of masturbation. Nowadays, these fears have eased and we have new ones. Many parents are worried about video games. They're too violent. They turn kids into brutes or sociopaths. They're addictive. They're antisocial. They make children sedentary. Are these well-founded anxieties, or are they moral panics about novelty? I've certainly seen my son annoyed or disappointed playing Fortnite, a popular battle royale game where up to 100 players compete to be the last character standing. As with any game, it's frustrating to lose. The same is true of fencing, football, or chess. But for all the shooting and thumping on the screen, my son's actually quite the pacifist. What does the research say? In his analysis of over 100 studies, psychology professor Christopher Ferguson found no correlation between video game violence and physical violence. In fact, the release of video games coincides with less violence in the community. Put simply, we're not just mimics who do exactly what we see. This isn't how art or games worked in Plato's time, and it's not how they work now. On addiction, there is no doubt that video games use physiology to keep kids playing. As with social media, they randomise rewards to keep players seeking a hit. It's important to know when to stop and to be able to stop. But most players learn this quickly because the dopamine buzz from video games is nowhere like that of, say, cocaine or methamphetamine. Put simply, video games aren't drugs, which is why clinical addiction affects less than 3% of gamers. When my son's shooting at pixels with his headphones on, it might look like he's withdrawn, like he's becoming alienated from company. But actually, he's playing with his mates interstate. Gaming with his friends from Melbourne has really helped him since we moved to Hobart. He now has buddies all over the country, and he chats to them as they run, jump, or shoot together. More than 90% of gamers in Australia play with someone else. It's important to talk to kids about who they're gaming with to make them aware of the dangers of anonymous strangers. Put another way, kids need to be cautious, but not socially isolated. Do gamers do less exercise? First off, most of us are gamers now. More than three quarters of Australians play video games, and almost all family homes have some kind of video game device. Do video games make kids more sedentary? Well, certainly not more sedentary than adults, who are much bigger couch potatoes and desk jockeys than kids. Still, it's true that time sitting isn't time running, climbing, kicking, or swimming. Rather than just taking video games away, which reportedly doesn't encourage exercise, it's best to use games to promote fitness. Make screen time dependent on exercise. If our son doesn't go for a run, he doesn't get on the console. I don't play Call of Duty until I've done push-ups and sit-ups. As a parent, there are plenty of things to worry about. Unemployment and underemployment, global warming and toxic pollution, bullying, auto-tune rap verses. But video games, they're literally child's play.